You know what time it is? We can let down our hair, the moon is high, and we are lunatics now. It's deep in the safe harbor. It's Dark 30. I'm Joshua P. Warren, and now is the time you should turn off the radio if you don't want to potentially hear some outrageous material, because this is when we kick back, down a shot of hard liquor, and try to have some fun. And I'm your creepy guide across the River Styx.
Abandon all hope.
Daddy gonna give you something to drink, though. Yeah, that's right. I am Joshua P. Warren here in the middle of the Bermuda Triangle, Puerto Rico, back in the flagship station, News Radio 570 WWNC. We have producer Sam, the Animal Steel, as well as investigator Shelley Wright, who has been out investigating all over the country just recently. And but Shelley, now you're back, and what in the world is happening at Wright's Coin Shop?
We are selling lots of gold and silver. We had a big shipment that came in when I was out, and we've sold most of it, but we still have some stuff left and are expecting more. And a lot of people are bringing things in to sell. We do buy quite a bit of things this time of year. It seems like birds of a feather flock together, and we're getting all the same type of stuff that people come in to sell.
Well, you know, Shelley, I say this every week, but I think it's important to reiterate this. You might watch these TV infomercials where they say, call us to get involved with gold and silver.
Right.
And if you call that number, you're going to end up with some salesperson there who's taking a commission. But you guys have been in business over 40 years, and none of you take a commission, right?
No, we don't take a commission. And those places that you see on TV that have these really well-known, expensive salespeople, you know, actors touting their products, well, these are the same people that show up on our list of about 200 or so companies that you don't want to do business with because they're having all kinds of legal trouble. They don't do what they say they're going to do. And, you know, why do you want to give your money to them? You know, they're nameless, faceless. They're going to pitch to you whatever they have the most of. You know, just come in, see us. We're easy. We're fun. And we don't make a commission.
Yeah, and the reason you guys are so trusted, the reason that you have been in business so long, is that you work honestly with people. You want them to be comfortable. There's no hard sell. It doesn't matter if you have just 20, 30 bucks. That's fine. You can get involved and just start this process of taking your money and turning it into more money, because this paper in your wallet, or the zeros and ones in your bank account, can become meaningless at the snap of your fingers. And when you have gold or silver, it has some intrinsic value. It's always been valuable. It always will be valuable. And if you look at it over a period of time, say 10 years, it always goes up in value. So how can people find you guys if they just want to start this process of learning about gold and silver and what you do at Wright's Coin Shop?
They can come see us at 1271 Sweeten Creek Road in Asheville, or give us a call at 828-298-5402.
Okay, again, folks, write this number down. It should be on your refrigerator already anyway, 828-298-5402. And if you go to speakingofstrange.com, there is a link to WrightsCoinShop.com, or you can just go directly to WRHTS, WrightsCoinShop.com. You'll see a picture of Shelley there, which is in high demand. And you'll find a map and all that. And we have listeners who go into Wright's Coin Shop all the time, and they want to talk to you. I mean, just recently you had some listeners come in and hang out with you, right, Shelley?
Yes, they were so sweet.
Mm-hmm. So speaking of strange.com, it's got all the information for you. And again, that number, 828-298-5402. You know, Shelley, I would never try to embarrass you on the radio.
No, never.
That is not what I'm into whatsoever. But I will ask you this. Have you ever seen a gold dildo before?
You know, I'm having the sense of deja vu. Are you sure you've never asked me that before?
It's possible. We've been doing this for a long time, so this maybe a gold dildo came up in the past.
I'm thinking it did. I remember, it did not have a good outcome. I'm thinking the person died.
Okay, well, no, this is not that kind of a story.
Okay.
Well, let me ask you this. If one had a standard dildo that had a nice gold coating on it, what do you think that might be worth?
I have no idea. There
really?
Are factors.
14, 18, 24 carat.
Yeah.
How
what,
big?
What's the fineness? You know, how heavy is it?
24 carat gold dildo. Not solid, but you know, 24 carat gold. Well, the reason I ask this is Gwyneth Paltrow, whom we all know and love, has apparently, according to ET Online, come out and said that she recommends a 24-karat gold dildo that is worth $15,000.
I guess it gives like a different meaning to born with a gold spoon in your mouth.
Does that seem like a bit much, Shelley?
Well, what I'm thinking about is if it's 24 karat gold, it's, you know, gold is a soft metal. I hope that she's just maybe putting it on a shelf just to look at and not do anything else with.
No, well, gold's also used in dentistry. I mean, it's...
That's 10 karat.
It's hygienic.
It's 10 karat. What I mean is it's harder. It's not going to fall apart in your mouth.
You're skipping ahead in the story.
Well, you know, there's not a lot really to the story other than the fact that, you know, Gwyneth Paltrow, she likes this website called Goop. I believe that's where a lot of these celebrities announce, like, their breakups.
I always wondered why she was referred to as Goopy or Goop, Goop face. Like, I read...
Are you serious?
Yeah, like on Boys, I never got it, you know.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, yeah. You know, she is A-list actress. But according, again, to this story, she is sort of advocating this $15,000 gold dildo. It costs about $399, supposedly. Does that sound about right to you, Shelley?
Where was the $15,000?
Well, okay. Basically, it says if thanks for calling me out on that one. Hers is $15,000, but it says if $15,000 is too much to spend, there is one that is being sold for $399. And that one is a little bit less extensive than hers, but it does still have gold on it. So I was a little confused reading this dildo story.
It has gold on it. So I'm thinking that it's not solid. I'm thinking that it's covered with just a – it's just covered with gold. Probably maybe not even enough gold to recover if you were to melt it down.
Yeah. I'm thinking gold and silver both have some kind of like antibiotic qualities, right?
Are you really thinking about that? Really?
I mean, they did silver dye. I mean, yeah, silver, you could take colloidal silver, and that would fight some microbes. I'm only using a gold dildo for medicinal purposes.
Okay, I'm actually just going to read this.
Okay.
It says, Gwyneth Paltrow's lifestyle brand explores all things sex, from the uninhibited and voyeuristic to the fun and playful. It says, behold the $15,000 Inez, or as Goop puts it, the 24-karat gold dildo. And it says, if $15,000 is too much to spend on gold, there's a more realistically priced thing called the Tiana, which comes with a remote, and that costs $399. I don't want to read all this, but, you know, basically, what's that, Shelley?
I'm going to look this up, and I am going to see what the buzzwords are, because there's always a clue.
You know what, Sam?
Yes.
I'm actually kind of embarrassed. Why should I be embarrassed? I'm sitting here in my office in Puerto Rico reading a story about, you know, a women's sex toy, and I actually feel myself kind of like flushing right now. Isn't that weird? Why should I be embarrassed to read a story about a woman's massager? What does that say about me?
I don't know. I mean, we talked about much.
I know. Wow, I think it may be because.
Oh, Shelley's showing me a picture.
Did you see the picture? Did you pull it up and see the picture?
No, I haven't seen it.
And
I wouldn't pay $400 for it.
No, and it says that it's $3,490.
And I mean, I'm a guy who believes in, you know, paying up front for a premium for your sex toys. You know, it's like tools. You wanna spend the money on the good ones so you don't have to replace them later.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying.
Particulars.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Boy, I guess we should go ahead and take our break. When we come back, I have a story from one of our favorite states, and it has to do with a Walmart thief. And, yeah. Also, sex toys. I think it's going to be a long hour as I try to work my way through this stack of stories. It's pretty extensive. That's why we save this kind of content for late at night. The more outrageous and sordid and seedy content during what we call the Dark 30 Hour. Tonight's program is brought to you by Wright's Coin Shop. Again, that number, 828-298-5402. I'm Joshua P. Warren. You're listening to Speaking of Strange.
And it starts sometime around midnight. Or at least that's when you lose yourself for a minute or two.
Like a dead man from a white oak tree. People sitting on porches thinking how things used to be. Dark night. It's a dark night. Dark. Changing, stranger
Speaking of strange, I am your host, Joshua P. Warren, and we call this the Dark 30 Hour because, well, we talk about some of the more sordid and seedy news stories, not for the kiddies and not for the easily offended, so consider that your warning, and tune out if you are easily offended or if someone is around who might not need to hear these kinds of things. Reminding you right now, the show is brought to you by Wright's Coin Shop. The number to Wright's is 828-298-5402. Again, that's 828-298-5402. And by the way, just recently I was talking to a friend who had never been to joshuapwarren.com to look at my Gallery of the Strange. I said, are you kidding me? You've known me all these years. You've never gone there and you've never looked at the stuff. I'm talking like the best ghost photos, the best ghost videos, UFOs, cryptids. There's even a section called a rabbit hole where you go into certain categories that might be a little bit too difficult to even categorize. I hope that you will do that tonight. Go to joshuapwarren.com. There's no period after the P. JoshuaPWarren.com. Here is a story from St. Petersburg, Florida. Walmart theft suspect told cops she was too lazy to pay for stolen sex toys. A Walmart shopper arrested Saturday night for stealing a sex toy, lubricant, and a vibrating ring. Wonder what that's for. Told police she was too lazy to pay for the items, which she had stashed in her purse. Says here, I used the quick checkout option, and I wanted to get gone quicker, and so it wasn't working, and I left. She was 25 years old. Oh, boy. Says, I don't even want to go down the list of things, but she had, like, Trojan Ultra Touch. KY Intense Arousal Gel.
There's really not that much good stuff to steal from the Walmart.
No.
I, as an extensive shopper, I can tell you their inventory. And I mean, it's like it's expensive for Walmart stuff. So I can see why.
Sam, do you know anything about vibrating rings?
Yeah. I know. What you need to know?
Well, okay, how big is this? I mean, I understand there's a ring, but is there like a battery pack on the bottom? Or I mean,
well, the ones you get there at your big box store, they're going to be a flimsier ring, and they're going to have on the top of it, it's going to be like a little tube that has a little plastic battery powered motor in it with a button on the end. Mm-hmm. You'll get, you know, one on those cheapies, like one, two, maybe three settings of different vibrations or pulses, but they're very flimsy. And the markup is high. The batteries are expensive if you need to replace them. You know, those are more for your amateur. They're almost disposable in a way. But if you want to go, you know, a good ring is very stout, can have, you know, upwards of 10, 12 different vibrations, pulses. Mm-hmm. Some you can even program your own pulses. Some have two batteries and two vibration packs, one at the top, one at the bottom. Those are nice.
So, I mean, I get the ring part, but how is the battery pack actually attached?
It's just part of the whole apparatus. So let's say
Where do the batteries go?
They're inside the little plastic vibration unit, which is shrouded in the same soft latex that the ring is made out of. And then the outside of that might have some nubbins or some, you know, like little tingly things for stimulation.
Are we talking AA or AAA here?
Oh, we're not talking. We're talking like obscure tiny watch batteries that cost like $8 a piece.
Really?
Yeah, you got to get those online in bulk is what you want to do.
Ah, So
your savvy shopper is going to buy those online, have them on hand.
So you don't like, you know, hook a lantern battery to this or maybe
no,
at least you,
these there's not solar. There's no wind involved.
Mm-hmm.
No, you don't have to like crank anything. You know, like ring, 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 ring.
That'd be good. A new industry opening up.
Yeah. Like the end of the world, the end of time's pleasure ring that like you can charge up with you know, static or something. I don't know.
It's the apocalypse ring. It's just got a little, you know, handle.
Purchase it on speakingofstrange.com for only $89.99. Right now, the apocalypse ring.
Well, Shelley, what now? I know you're dying to tell us.
I'm just thinking that Sam needs to review these things. I appreciated the review. I learned more than I ever knew about that. And I think you should get paid for it.
And that's me being very discreet. That's the radio review.
Yeah.
You know?
Shelley, were you a fan of American Idol?
No, I never watched American Idol.
I was.
Well, there is a $1 million prize awaiting winners of X-rated American Idol.
Ooh.
X-rated.
Yeah. This is a TV show. I'm trying to see. Oh, gosh. I don't see where they're producing this from.
You sing it naked.
Well, no, it's basically American Idol for porn stars.
That's great.
Yeah. It's called the Sex Factor.
Nice.
And 8 women, 8 men are going to come on. This is going to be at their website. I won't give the name of the website. They're going to have 10 episodes. And at the end, one man and one woman will each win $1 million and the right to officially declare themselves a porn star.
I don't need anybody to let me know I can officially call myself that. I can call myself that whenever I want just because I know my merits.
Well, I mean, how can you say that?
I don't know how good I am.
Well, have you ever been on an honest-to-goodness set with lights and a crew there and, you know, everything's on a deadline and the clock's ticking? I mean, you've never been in that situation,
not naked, no. I've been on sets before. I understand.
A porn set.
No, yeah. I know that it's not the cush job that guys would like to think it was.
Pressure. You have
to, there's a lot of pressure to perform, start, stop on command, while a lot of people are watching. Jenna Jameson once said to any guy that thought he could do it, you know, be a porn star, she said, imagine standing in a room with like 25, 35 of your closest friends standing around in a circle around you, under very hot lights, scrutinizing everything you do, and then having to do certain things on command, stop, maintain certain things, start again while they change, you know, blocking positions and whatnot. She's like, not everybody can do it. And that's why a lot of times I think you see some guys that might not be the best looking, but they have the ability to do what it takes. And that's ultimately what it takes to be a good star.
Right, right. And you think you could do that?
I think I could.
Okay.
Maybe it's just a matter of timing.
Well, so if somebody is listening right now who has a connection.
I'll give it the old college try.
Okay. Well, you are, tell everybody how tall you are.
6'6".
You have big hands, big feet.
Size 15.
Okay. So that means that you potentially...
I wear big socks and big shoes.
Okay. So you should be able to appear the way you need to appear on camera.
I get supplements from some random factory in China sent to me. They work well.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I just keep thinking about how I exploited you for your height to get up.
I had to go into the break room a few minutes ago and get cups down from the top shelf for Shelley.
Couldn't reach them.
Well, now Shelley's thinking about you in a different
oh,
way.
Oh, I see her face blushing.
Mm-hmm. Now we're all, well, two out of three of us are blushing.
She really okay. is. It's funny.
I have a fever.
Yeah, we're none of us are feeling very well tonight. Okay, we're going to take a break. When we come back, listen to this headline I'm about to share with you. Tourist killed when he bangs his head on the wall while having vigorous sex. I will explain when we come back. I'm Joshua P. Warren. You're listening to the Dark 30 Hour on Speaking of Strange. Yes, the Dark 30 Hour on Speaking of Strange. I am Joshua P. Warren, and let me remind you all, this is the hour of the show when we talk about some of the more outrageous and controversial stories, not for the kiddies, not for the easily offended, some of the more sordid and seedy stuff, so consider that your warning and an opportunity for you to not listen if you think you might be offended by that kind of thing. Hey, Shelley Wright, that bumper music was used as theme music for a TV show. Do you know what it was?
Nope.
How about you, Sam?
I have a couple of thoughts. I'm sure it's been used in a couple of things, but give me a hint of what you're looking
for. I'll just tell you guys, it was the theme for Paranormal Challenge.
I would not have gotten that.
On the Travel Channel.
Oh, and I did watch that show.
Yeah.
I totally forgot the theme music.
I was on two of those episodes. Zach Bagans and Dave Schrader were producers, and Dave was the chief judge, and I was on a couple of those episodes. But anywho, let's get back to the Dark 30 news. Foreign tourist is killed when he bangs his head on the wall while having vigorous sex with a transsexual escort in Thailand. Foreigner's naked body was found in a hotel room in the Thai city of Pattaya. Says that he paid £58 for this. So, I don't know, $100 or less, I guess. A tourist. Oh, boy. So, it says that, you know, basically, this is pretty graphic, so I can't get into it. But it looks like he was drunk. And can you imagine, though, being in a situation like this, the last thing on your mind is that you're going to hit your head on the wall and die. And this is how the official report comes across.
I thought that's what he was paying for in Thailand. I thought that was like the specific thing he went there for, was to like have vigorous head banging. Maybe it was like a thing. That's what you go to Thailand for. I don't know.
Mom and dad and, you know, whoever the next of kin is. How do you break that news? Like, well, he banged his head on the wall.
You don't give the details. You just say, I'm sorry, but such and such is no longer alive. I learned this on watching Detective Joe Kenda.
Oh, yeah. I like him.
Yeah, I do too.
Yeah, that's great. Homicide Hunter.
Yes, yes. Love that show. If that's not really the way to do it, then I would really like to know. But don't give the details.
Man, that's crazy. I mean, I a few nights ago I was watching Kill Bill with David Carradine, and we all know how he ended up.
Autoerotic asphyxiation?
Yeah, and I can't remember his story. I'm thinking he might have been in Thailand or something like that. But yeah, I mean, he had himself all tied up by the neck, and he died. So it's odd to think, you know, about this idea that sometimes people get involved in sexual situations that kills them, and then you have to turn around and explain it. And if you kind of beat around the bush, people, you know, don't like that. If somebody dies and you're saying, well, here's how they died, and you beat around the bush, they're like, ooh, this doesn't sound right. Something's fishy here. So you have to just come right out and be specific and tell somebody. Well, the guy was, putting a noose around his neck because he enjoyed the way it made him feel when he was pleasuring himself. And
there should be no stigma
that's
attached to that.
Just way too many words to explain it.
Accidents happen.
Yeah.
Sex isn't always safe.
No kidding. Here's a story from China. A family has paid nearly $30,000 to marry their son to a dead woman because they didn't want him to die a bachelor. We've talked about this concept before.
We've talked about that.
Yeah. Well, this is a real thing. It continues.
And he was like, Mom, no! Mom! I get so, no, you're going to listen to me, son. You're getting married to this corpse.
Yeah. There are parts of China where it's just like, you cannot die unless you have a woman there with you. Otherwise, you're doomed.
Didn't you say they were digging up women and placing them with fresh?
Ed Gein was so ahead of his time.
Well, he wore them. I think this is a little different.
So they paired this guy up with another dead woman so they could be, quote, married in heaven. They say the bizarre ritual is an old custom in rural China. It's called a ghost wedding. And they honestly believe the family will be cursed if somebody dies unmarried. And it says here, according to the state-run China Radio International, they were given a discount to buy the wife, as locals believe they were a good social match. It also benefits the young woman's family, as without being married, she would also have been unable to have a proper burial.
Well, it's good vibes all around.
Yeah. Shelley, were you going to say something?
I was, and I forgot what I was going to say. Cold medicine, sorry. Stream of thought is just very short, sorry.
We're all intoxicated on something tonight, aren't we, Sam?
High on life, Josh. High on life.
Yeah. Shelly's on cold medicine.
She's over there. She's got a little peppermint tea.
How about this story? I'm going to skip that one. I want to skip that one.
That one.
have such a stack of things. Okay, how about this one? From Key West, Florida. Headline, Florida stripper tried to eat her shirt following DUI arrest and chase. The woman was charged with driving under the influence and resisting arrest. Both misdemeanors, as well as a felony for fleeing or eluding police at high speed. Says the a police officer was standing outside a cafe at 2 a.m. when he saw the woman driving and she almost struck another car on the road. The officer flagged her down, at which point the woman could be heard saying, "Oh, F." She then sped away. The police chased after her. The woman tried to elude the police, but the chase led to a parking lot. Says she got out of the vehicle and tried to wake up a person in the front passenger seat who appeared to be extremely intoxicated. Okay. When the passenger didn't wake, the woman allegedly tried to flee on foot. But the police officer caught her and handcuffed her. Said she had an overpowering smell of alcohol. The suspect had a fresh stamp on her arm from a bar in the area. And she was cursing and everything. Says the woman acted belligerent through the arrest, screaming, yelling. Said she was a stripper, one of the most important and powerful people in the community. And at one point, the suspect allegedly asked for a second chance to provide a breath specimen for her test. She then allegedly, quote, put a large portion of her shirt into her mouth and began chewing on the fabric, end quote. The crazy woman seemed to be trying to eat her shirt and therefore exposing herself in the process. Okie dokie.
I don't think that's going to really help. I mean, there's been all sorts of urban legends about if you put a penny in your mouth or... I don't think eating a shirt would really affect your blood alcohol content, you know?
Probably not.
Unless she was like a chemistry whiz and maybe her shirt had been soaked in some sort of neutralizer. Something of that, but that's improbable at best.
Okay, let's go ahead and take a break, shall we? And when we come back, I have these last three stories of the night. One of them, I don't know if I'm going to read. It's just going to be so hard. One of them has to do with a man who has, and I'm not kidding you, this is literally what the headline says, avocado-sized testicles. Okay, that's a quote.
Are you reading your Wikipedia page again?
And then I have a story about fisting. Oh, boy.
I don't think we can talk about that one.
Yeah, we're gonna really have to dance around this.
He's talking about sparring, boxing, everybody.
Yeah, yeah. I'm Joshua P. Warren. It's the Dark 30 Hour. This is Speaking of Strange.
Fell asleep amid the flowers for a couple of hours on a beautiful day. Daydream, I dream of you amid the flowers for a couple of hours. Such a beautiful day.
Fly yourself to the bedroom door. I dream that you dream. I dream that you dream. asleep amid the flowers for a couple of hours on a beautiful day. Daydream, I dream of you amid the flowers for a couple of hours. Such a beautiful day.
We are in the final minutes of tonight's Speaking of Strange. I'm your host, Joshua P. Warren, and this evening's program is brought to you by Wright's Coin Shop. And remember now, you may call Wright's Coin Shop at 828-298-5402, 828-298-5402. Also, if you go to speakingofstrange.com, you'll find a link to Wright's Coin Shop as well as podcasts that you can freely access without signing up or any kind of complex endeavor going back years. But we're wrapping up this show, and we're calling this the Dark 30 Hour. So this is a warning. This is some of the more sordid and seedy content. These are news stories that are not meant for the easily offended or children, so, you know, tune out if you don't want to hear that kind of thing, or if there's somebody around who shouldn't hear that kind of thing. And honestly, I mean, sometimes I see these stories and I'm like, well, I can't really read this stuff exactly. But I mean, people are not really talking so much about Marco Rubio anymore. But this story says that a motorist in Alabama was shocked. Actually, I guess a lot of motorists after they saw that there was a large LED billboard that had supposedly been hacked, and it showed Marco Rubio on it engaged in something nasty. Let's leave it at that. I don't even want to get more specific, but it's pretty salacious what he was doing. And it just goes to show how easy it is for these kinds of signs to be hacked.
Yeah, I saw a good article about how to hack the like the roadway ones that say left lane ends ahead or whatever, and it was like zombie apocalypse upon us. And
right,
like it's really a matter of bolt cutters and a very tiny knowledge of how to use a keyboard. That's pretty much it.
Right. By the way, before I get onto these next two stories, next 2 weeks we're going to take a little break. We'll have some best ofs playing for all of you, so keep that in mind. I have to do some traveling, and I think that Sam and Shelley may have a couple things they need to get taken care of as well. All right, next story. I don't want to get into what fisting is. I'll just say that there is a huge embarrassment right now. Because a site that supports this type of content has been hacked. 107,000 accounts are at risk, and people who are, you know, associated with that kind of thing have their passwords and their IP addresses and everything else out there being just, you know, strewn across the internet.
Is that why you've been acting so on edge all night?
He's had a few things on his mind.
Well, you know, we talked about this content or this kind of scenario last week, Sam, how I didn't want to give my credit card number to certain websites, and that's a reason to be concerned.
Well, if you do what I told you to do, you'll be fine.
Yeah. You go out to like Walgreens and you purchase a prepaid porn card and you just use it exclusively.
They don't call it that at Walgreens, but yes.
Really?
I don't believe that's the name.
If you ask for
the Joshua P. Warren prepaid porn card, like the Russell Simmons card that you can buy.
And in Wells, a man was reported to the police for being a flasher, 25 years old, and he told the cops, quote, no, I was just readjusting because my testicles are the size of avocados, end quote. And he felt that he had a right to do what he was doing because he was always painfully swollen. And it says here, on the other hand, that there were some people who thought maybe, you know, this guy had something more deviant going on because he was taking occasionally a laser pen trying to get attention from ladies before he would flash his avocado-sized parts at them.
Maybe he had radioactive avocado-sized. It wasn't a laser pen at all.
Maybe he should have just been home using ice.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, he shouldn't have been doing what he was doing, I guess. No, but I tell you, that's going to do it for this edition of the program. And I thank Brian Hall, Sam Still, John Anderson, Joshua Dindy, and Mobius. This is Speaking of Strange, where the unusual becomes usual. And until next time, we'll be at speakingofstrange.com. Sign up for the free e-newsletter and Twitter. Don't ever text while driving. And tune in next week for a best of. You are commanded.
I like to reggae, but you can't.